With us on the line now is Merrill Halls, who's the Managing Director of the Booksellers Association, one of the organisers behind Bookshop Day, which is tomorrow. Events are taking place all over the UK, including author talks, signings, live podcasts, parties and competitions. Bookshop Day takes place during the week of the largest number of new book releases of the year, as bookshops begin to gear up for Christmas. It's part of the Books Are My Bag campaign, which showcases and celebrates the vital role of high street bookshops. Welcome to the show, Merrill.
Thank you.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? Busy week for you.
Busy week.
So how long has the Books Are My Bag campaign been running for?
Well, this is our seventh year, which seems incredible. I can't believe it that many years have gone by, and it's grown every year. We created it really to shine a light on the great work that high street bookshops were doing. A while back, there was a bit of a narrative in the media, particularly about bookshops being doomed with the onslaught of e-books and so on and so forth. And we knew that bookshops were doing fantastically creative work, so we decided to create the campaign to shine a light, really, on the fantastic work they were doing. And as you said, the vital role that bookshops play on high streets, which is increasingly important.
Yeah, and it's sad to think, because there was lots of reports years ago, possibly around the time when you set the campaign up, of the decline in bookshops, not just because of e-books, but because of people tending to buy their books maybe cheaper online.
Yes, and we've managed to turn that around. I mean, I think the bookshops are incredibly creative, and they are able to offer something other than that sort of bold transactional relationship that you get with online. I mean, there's obviously a place for it. There's a place for e-books. People who love to read in whatever format. But I think bookshops offer a relationship. You know, if you're not sure what you want to read, if you want to have a conversation or get a recommendation, if you want to be part of your local book-loving community, then your local bookshop's definitely the best place to do that. And they offer way more. You know, there's a relationship involved in that as well as a transaction, which I think is really crucial.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much. I mean, obviously each bookshop is different, but I remember as a youngster going into bookshops, and so many of them would have like areas for children and things kind of going on in there that makes it far more interactive as well.
It does, and children's books are a very important part of bookselling. I mean, they haven't really migrated to digital the way that some genres in fiction have, and I think oftentimes parents are looking for a way to entice their children off screen. So reading and children's books, which are beautifully produced, I mean, there are just some gorgeous children's books out there, are really best done in physical form. And I think often advice for parents and grandparents can be really important to get that from a bookseller or a librarian. And I think one of the things we've seen is that bookshops have turned the corner somewhat. I mean, the high street is a very vexed place in the UK, as you'll know, but bookshops are doing better. We've got more independent bookshops than we did last year and the year before. So we've had a two-year rise in the number of bookshops after a 20-year decline. And they really are fighting back against the onslaught of online and persuading customers, actually, that they are the best place to buy books. If you love books, it's the best place to express that love, and to buy your books is in a bookshop.
Yeah, and you can't get away from the fact of how much enjoyment one can get from just perusing the shelves in a bookshop. I remember, again, growing up as a teenager, every time my mum and I wanted to go into our local town to go clothes shopping or whatever, my dad would happily say, "Don't worry, I'll be in the bookshop," and would happily stay there for hours while we trawled the shops, and he just trawled the bookshops quite happily.
No, absolutely. And I think oftentimes you go into a bookshop and you may know exactly what you want, and that's fabulous. You go in, you come out again, you've got it in your hand, you don't have to wait for it to be delivered. But I think that going in, it's serendipity. You don't know what you're going to necessarily come out with. And on a day like Bookshop Day tomorrow, you can go and visit as many bookshops as you can, and you can go in looking for an AA handbook or an atlas, and come out with the Margaret Atwood Testaments or whatever, something will catch your eye because they're beautifully displayed and merchandised in store. These days, and often bookshops, they're beautifully design places in their own right, and I think they're very nourishing places to go. So I can see why your dad did that. It's you can escape, and I think in the current political climate, you know, people want to escape from that, and they also want information. So there's a book for everybody on every possible subject.
Mm. And that's the other thing, how they're often arranged in bookshops. You know, they're by subject. So if you fancy a really kind of gripping thriller, then you go to that section. If you want a bit of romance, then you'd go to that section, and you can just be inspired. You can stand there and look at the different titles, be attracted by the covers often, or if there's anything on special offer, things like that, you can just have a little look and go, oh, that one looks good, and often you can stand there having sort of five or six to choose from, and then you and then you go, yeah, okay, start reading them again and going, yeah, no, that's the one I'm going to go with.
Well, also I think booksellers are very good at, we call it curation, I mean it's retailers do it in whatever sector they're in, but they're very good at curating the titles that they have in their shops for their customers. They know their local customers very well, and they'll often be buying books in knowing which individual customers are going to buy them. And I think that's one of the things that's much, much better about buying in a bookshop than online, is it's very hard to browse online. And if you go into a bookshop, you've got a sort of already curated list of things that the booksellers chosen for you and your fellow book lovers in your local area to choose from. And I think that's, you know, it helps you, it steers you in the right direction. And as you say, you can spend hours looking at the beautiful books that are produced now. Publishers have really upped their game on production values, and you know, there are some, as you said, jacket design and the touch and feel of a book, that physical experience that you're having is like no other, really.
Mm. And it's so important to get children excited about books and reading from an early age. And again, they're never going to get that from buying things online. So taking kids into bookshops and getting them to experience it and enjoy the experience of looking through books is really important.
It is. And there's lots of research about how the reading habit, reading for pleasure for children, is incredibly significant to their life chances. It's more significant than almost any other aspect of it's more important than their parents' education or their parents' income. If children are taught and encouraged, and you know, to read for pleasure, they will be better at almost every aspect of their lives. And I think having that habit instilled in kids really young. I mean, I'm like you. When I was little, I was so excited to go down to John Menzies every Saturday and buy a Secret Seven. And I think the books that are available for children and young adults now as well are outstanding. And the British publishing industry is putting out some really exceptional publishing. So I think getting children into that habit, you know, you will improve their life chances, and you'll also bring them wonder and delight, because there's nothing like seeing a child curled up with a book and you know that they're having a voyage of discovery in their own imagination. It's pretty special.
As you say, that the choice out there for kids these days is fantastic. So it doesn't matter what they're interested in, whether it's a particular sport, whether it's space, whether it's science, whatever it is, there are great books out there for each of their subjects and interests. So if, you know, it's finding a great book and a great story that is about a subject that they're interested in anyway, and it's kind of a no-brainer.
For sure, and you've got wonderful authors. I mean, the Children's Laureate this year has just been announced as Cressida Cowell. She's wrote How to Train Your Dragon, and she's a fantastic advocate for getting children reading and reading for pleasure and as I say, establishing that habit. And I think you can, at Christmas time particularly, I mean, book gifting is clearly, like all of the retail, it's a really important time for bookshops because there's a lot of gifting goes on. And for grandparents and parents looking for stocking fillers or really special gifts, there's so much being published out there at the moment, and we're spoilt for choice, really.
Mm. And bookshops are revealing their top books of 2019, or they did reveal yesterday. Yesterday was Super Thursday, wasn't it?
It was Super Thursday. So Super Thursday is one of the, there's a couple of Thursdays in the autumn where the publishers tend to publish their big Christmas titles. And we launched our, we run, as part of Books Are My Bag, we run our Readers Award. So we have booksellers choose their favourite titles. So they were unveiled, our book Readers Award shortlist titles. So we have lots of different categories. We've got fiction, we've got non-fiction, poetry, young adult, children's. And it's really interesting to see the books that the booksellers have curated. There's a big emphasis on nature and the environment, you know, really topical issues, gender and social and sexual identity. And yeah, it's just there's something for everybody here. We have a beautiful books category as well, which is something that and it's a unique award actually, because the books are chosen by booksellers, but then they're voted on by book lovers. So if any of your listeners want to vote, they can go onto the National Book Tokens website. It's nationalbooktokens.com/vote, and they'll find all the information about the shortlist, and they can vote on their favourites. We'll see who the winners are on the 12th of November. But it's a great way of, we've targeted in on some of the best titles of the autumn to help consumers get the right books into the stockings on Christmas morning.
Yeah, great stuff. So that's nationalbooktokens.com/vote, yes?
nationalbooktokens.com/vote,
.com, okay, yeah. Perfect. And also booksaremybag.com is the main website as well.
That's right, and you can follow us on Twitter as well. There's lots of activity going on. There are events going on all over Britain. We've got Philip Pullman going out, Tom Fletcher. We've got Jess Phillips, the politician. We've got Sophie Dahl. Bill Bryson's got a new book out, Cressida Cowell. So there's celebration. It's very much a positive celebration of books and bookshops, and making sure that consumers know that they're still there. You don't have to default to Amazon. You can find your local bookshop. And often they'll sell online as well. It's not that that bookshops don't do that. So you can find... You can support Waterstones, Foyles, Blackwells, or your local independent in any way you choose, really. So, yeah, it's a big day for us, and we're really proud of what bookshops do. They're incredibly creative and hardworking and innovative, really, on their high streets. So.
And as director of the Booksellers Association, what is your day going to be like tomorrow, Bookshop Day? Where are you going to be?
Well, I shall be avidly following the social media feeds, because it's always an absolute wonder to see the love pouring from consumers towards bookshops. And I shall certainly be going to a couple of local bookshops to spend some money and peruse the shelves. I might buy myself the new Margaret Atwood. I haven't got that yet.
So, lovely. Great. Merrill Halls, thank you very much for joining us, and I hope everything goes well tomorrow for Bookshop Day.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.